There has been no let-up in the protests and clashes that have rocked the summer capital of Indian-administered Kashmir over sacrilegious inscriptions on a footwear. Fresh clashes erupted in parts of Srinagar, forcing authorities to reimpose curfew in these areas. Barbed wires have been stretched across roads leading to Old Srinagar City. Security forces have been deployed in strength in sensitive areas to maintain law and order. As the storm brews over the religious inscription on a footwear of a foreign brand, religious leaders in Kashmir see a hand of foreign elements having links with US and Israeli agencies. They have cautioned people to remain vigilant against the divisive and anti-Islam forces to foil their sinister plots. A joint panel of religious and pro-independence parties met in central Kashmir to discuss the issue. The meeting was attended by heads and representatives of all the Islamic schools of thought in Kashmir.
Well, I think the religious leaders have taken this issue very seriously, and we believe that there are some vested interests who are trying to divide the Muslims. Kashmiri Muslims have always stood for unity. We have lived together, and there's a considerable amount of effort being done by certain agencies so that the unity of the Muslims should get effective. And today we have resolved, in fact, we had all the representations from all the religious schools and religious thoughts and political thoughts, and we have resolved that we stand united.
Mirwais said that enemies of Islam are trying to divide Muslims as part of a global conspiracy.
We cannot rule out the possibility of the fact that many agencies are working on the ground. Many agencies are very active on the ground who want to create a wedge between the communities.
Leaders in this disputed region have strongly condemned the deplorable bids attempting to threaten traditional Muslim unity in Kashmir. Said Ali Safi, Press TV, Indian-administered Kashmir.